Fan.
What a weekend. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is a warm Monday morning. Again, we're going to be way above average when it comes to the heat department today. Twin Cities going to see temperatures well warmer than normal for this time of year. Mid to upper 70s today, nearly 20 degrees above normal. I do believe it is time for me to go ahead and get the old Harley Davidson into storage. Because what happens if you don't take advantage of a 70-degree day, the Harley's going to be in the garage and it's going to be snowing, and I'm going to be saying to myself, why didn't I take it in on this 70-degree day? I do it every damn year. Not this year. Night. Today I'm going to do it.
It's not in storage yet?
No. Well, it's been relatively warm. I've been on the rider, you know? You want to get every minute out of it you can. Ladies and gentlemen, he made it! Ben Lieber, you made it, Ben!
Hi!
Hi, Ben!
Hey!
I'm so glad that you, again, as I saw us going to overtime, I looked over to my right-hand side at Jared, who looked like he wanted to murder somebody, because that basically signaled the fact that you guys were not going to make your flight home.
Yeah.
Your flight was supposed to leave at, what, 6:15, something like that?
I think originally it was like 6:40.
Oh, okay. All right.
And even on that time schedule, no chance, because we still have all the post-game stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know, Gabe and PA and I have two segments to do. They have to wait for the media guys that we all travel with on the shuttle, the unwashed. We have to wait for the press conferences and all the stuff on the Vikings internally to be done, because they all work internally at VEN.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's like, it's not like we can just break down stuff and get out of there, you know? So you have all these other things that you have to check off.
Yeah.
And we're all just pissed.
Oh, everybody's just salty.
Pissed.
And of course, I'm like getting ready to get on the charter in my, you know, put on my Nookie jammies and have a nice little flight home.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like trying my best not to like look at you guys, because I'm afraid somebody's going to rip my face off and steal it and get on my plane.
Oh,
my
place. Yeah. No, and nobody had any dinner.
Nobody. I know, right?
I know.
Yeah. Go ahead, buddy.
We have some breaking news.
Oh, no. Okay. What's going on?
Colin Powell passed away.
Are you kidding me?
Complications of COVID-19.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
COVID got
84
him?
Years old, yeah.
Holy
wow. Man.
Boy, that just tells you, doesn't it? You would think that somebody of that stature would be capable of
He was fully vaccinated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, you would think that every possible thing would be at his beck and call, and I'm sure that it was, but it wasn't enough to still to beat it.
84
years old, man.
First what a life on that. American Secretary of State.
Yeah, what a life.
When I was at the Pentagon earlier this year, they have a whole section dedicated to, you know, African Americans in the military, and there are just some old pictures back in the day of him and you know, working down there, and then also in the White House, and just what a big deal that was. And sad news this morning.
Yeah. That's terrible. What a life, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for your service, sir. Holy moly. RIP, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, so thank you, sir. We'll go back to the old toy box.
Yeah.
So you made your flight and you got home.
Well, we made our flight because as we are all checking the app, the Delta app, all of a sudden it scrolls up or it refreshes and it's like delayed.
Oh,
30 minutes. And we're like, whoa, wait, did you see that too? Like we're not leaving till like 7:15 now. And they're like, yeah, we're gonna make it. So we still hurried out of there.
Yeah, right.
And Bursich and I just bypassed the dinner that you guys are all served at the stadium.
Yeah.
I basically ate nothing but meat sticks and Cheetos for
meat
dinner.
Sticks whale though. A good meat stick. Oh, yeah. A plus.
Do you want to know how good the brisket was?
It looked phenomenal.
They gave you a huge, I mean, just hunks of brisket. You couldn't believe hunks of it. It was so good. How good was the lunch?
The lunch was incredible.
Unbelievable. Man, the macaroni and cheese sauce.
Oh, come on. I haven't had macaroni and cheese in months.
Holy moly.
All I want is macaroni and cheese.
Whatever's like little sauce they put on that chicken.
Oh,
oh my God.
Whatever that sauce was. Yeah. That was the best lunch that we've had all season.
Yeah.
By a mile.
That was the best press box lunch that we've had.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. So I'm glad you guys made your flight. The announcement from the captain as we landed on our commercial unwashed flight was, I don't know why he was saying this. I don't know, maybe just because the whole plane was full of Vikings fans. He's like, hey, just to let you know that the Minnesota Vikings charters landed just in front of us. So if you look out your window.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So we landed at about the same time?
We landed at the same time.
That seems almost impossible.
I know. I was like, wait. Does that
because man, we left way after you guys did. There was a fire alarm must have been triggered because all the fire trucks came in and we were pinned in, so we couldn't leave.
Good.
And then we got to the airport and we sat on the tarmac for a long time. They must have hit the old hyperspeed thing if we beat you guys there. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. You guys beat us there, and so they made the announcement, and all the people on the plane were, I think, just kind of clamoring to the windows just to see you guys get off the plane or whatever.
Well, you know, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
All right. Just can you give us a quick synopsis before we get into the heavy breakdown of yesterday's big win by your Minnesota Vikings? And by the way, just Johnny on the spot, that video you got,
made SportsCenter.
Did it really?
Yeah, well, not his angle, but you standing there taping it made SportsCenter.
Do you remember me saying to you, did you have your phone out? Do you remember me saying that to you in your ears?
No.
Because I could see you down there, and I thought he's got his mic in one hand and his phone in the other, and damn it, he caught that touchdown pass literally right in front of you, Greg. Yeah. That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, I'm only relegated to that just one side, and then yesterday I was relegated to just that one side.
I know. I don't know.
Because the reception was cutting out at the game-winning touchdown end, or else normally that's kind of where I stand for on the other side of the field, too.
Yeah, right.
So I very easily could have caught KJ's game winner at the same angle. But yeah, it was awesome. It's a great perspective. And you know, when I saw it live, I actually didn't think that he was in. I knew it was a catch, but I'm like, man, did all points of contact hit the ground with him with control of the ball? Like, I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Right.
And he threw it so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole play was just incredible because there was like zero window to throw into.
Man.
And then he makes a great catch. And same thing with KJ's game winner. We all talk about the catch and the effort from the receiver, but my goodness, man.
What a throw.
What a throw. Yeah, what a dime.
Some of Kirk's throws are just ridiculous.
Yeah, he's good, unreal. Man. He's good.
He's doing it. Wow, what a year. So we'll get to all of that and much, much more.
Yeah, and Sauce has a story too, right?
But Saucy, please, can you tell us what happened to you on Saturday? I thought you were going to the hockey game on Friday.
So about 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting at home, and I'm like, I want to come up with something that, you know, like a fun date night my gal and I can go on. Something out of the norm.
Aww.
And I thought, hey, St. Cloud State is playing the Gophers at Mariucci. I haven't been to a Gopher hockey game in a long time. And I love Gopher hockey games. I grew up going to them. So I, of course, naturally, when I need something, I text Mark Parrish. And I say, hey, Perry, is there any chance you get me 2 tickets to the St. Cloud State game, the Gopher game? He says, absolutely. So on Tuesday, I hadn't heard from him, and I just, you know, hey, did you hear anything? He goes, yeah, you're all set. But why are you going to California on Friday? And I said, I'm not going to California on Friday. Why? He goes, well, Sickman got you 2 tickets. I go, I don't need 2 tickets to the Wild game in California on Friday. I need 2 tickets to the St. Cloud State hockey game. Wait, are you not in California? No, I'm not going to California. I'm going to Las Vegas. I'll show you.
So he can.
Yeah, I'll show you.
He read it.
I'm not making this up. I know this sounds like a made-up meat sauce.
You don't have to show us. I believe you. Go ahead. Yeah. You don't have to take the time. Go ahead.
I go, it says, hey, you get those tickets for Friday? No, how many do you need again? 2. Got them now. Are you going to Cali? No response. Are you going to Cali? Yeah, so I said, no, I need St. Cloud State tickets for this Friday. He said, you're all set. They'll be at will call. So,
which is very nice of him.
Very nice. And I love Parrish. I love him. I do. He's done a lot for me. This is like the only thing he's only screwed up on. So my gal and I go out for a nice dinner at
Hardee's.
Ellie's downtown. Great time. Go back to the house, let the dogs out. We're on our way. I've had a couple of pops. It's Friday night. I didn't take a nap. We get there. We park basically in Minnetonka High School's parking lot to walk. So I'm already fired up. We walk in. We stand in line. Will call. And I look to the right and I'm like, players tickets. I'm like, no, oh, that's not me because I don't, whatever. We stand in line at the will call. Two tickets for Paul Lambert, please. Before he looks it up, I see they've got this box behind the will call of A, B, C, D, every letter in the alphabet. Last name, I would assume, with tickets. There's none in the L box.
Oh, no.
Okay. There's no tickets here, sir. I'd try over there. So I walk over, and they have a list of, like, comp tickets for Gopher players and St. Cloud State players. What's the last name, sir? Lambert? Let me look. Who got them for you? Mark Parrish did. Who's that? He played at St. Cloud State. Oh, recently? No, a long time ago. Okay, you're not on the list. Did you go over to the will call? Yeah, I tried that.
Oh.
So we go back over to the will call. This whole time, I am yelling the F word. I'm so mad. Because and it's not at Parrish.
It's not at Parrish.
I hate being embarrassed. And I was embarrassed because, like, I walk up all confident, like, two tickets, please. And like, we don't have them. So we walked out, and I got outside of Mariucci and screamed the F word. And then we went home, and it was fine. But, yeah, we went there.
Wait, they didn't have them at all?
Zero. They had
no
tickets.
Even at will call, they didn't have them under
Parrish's
name.
Will call or the, yeah, they didn't have them under Parrish's name. They didn't have them under my name. And I tried will call twice and the whole thing. Zacho is in there.
Yeah, I'm in there texting him. I'm like, where are you?
And I go, Zacho, no tickets. And he basically is like, well, great, I have one. Come on in. I'm like, I have my gal with me.
Yeah.
So my gal, of course, was really cool about it. She was
probably embarrassed because I'm sure you
were. Yeah, because, yeah, 39-year-old, 4-year-old is pissed. That he didn't get his free tickets.
I would be hot, too.
Was hot because I'm embarrassed because I was like, two tickets. And I'm like, you know, I don't need to show off to my gal anymore. But I was, you know, I'm proud of it that Parrish got in there. No, there's no tickets for you, sir.
I hate that.
Thank you, Ben. And I, whatever. Parrish has done plenty for me. Plenty. And she goes, do not text him. Do not text Mark Parrish as I put my phone back in my pocket. Because I was going to.
Well, you could have at least just said, like, hey, I'm at will call. They're not under my name or your name. Is it under somebody else's name? Like, not like, you don't need to, like, blast everything on the text.
Pissed with rage.
Got to hear both sides.
Yeah.
Well, we will. I'm hoping he'll call us a little bit later.
Did you text him?
I'm going to wait.
Well, he's asleep.
Yeah, it's 7:20. I'm going to wake him up.
But... yeah, I was hot.
Well, yeah, because you had a few pops in you, too.
Of course,
yeah.
And he doesn't pay for tickets.
Yeah, I'm not, right. I'm not paying for, and I would have, but I was too pissed. I was too mad.
It wasn't sold out. Like, you could have gone to the regular.
No.
Why didn't you go buy tickets?
I was too mad.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was too pissed.
Come on.
You are Salt Bay, man. You are salty.
I was pissed.
Oh, that's. Come on.
Someone salty.
No, yeah, I was salty.
Come on, you go buy tickets. Your girl wanted to go to the game. You didn't go buy tickets?
She was in her letter jacket.
Yeah,
she was in a Letterman jacket. Right, yeah. She was ready to go. Right. Half
you didn't go
painted.
Buy her tickets?
No, I didn't.
Well, this is more on you than on Parrish. You should have went and bought tickets.
I just assumed it would. Yeah, it wasn't sold out.
No,
you can
of course
see.
It wasn't.
But I was pissed.
Nope.
So we left. It was still fun, though.
I bet she had a great time.
Yeah.
Did she move out yet, or is that today?
No. She had more fun because she knows going to a sporting event with me after about 10 minutes, I want to go home. So then naturally we get home. I turn the game on and about 5 minutes, I go, I've had enough of this. I'm bored with this. She's like, well, thank God we didn't go.
God, that must
I'm
have
a
been.
Disaster. And I know I have a
part
shelf
of that,
life.
Part of that was because you're jaded. You're
yeah,
like,
but
you're
I have pissed. A shelf life with everybody. Everybody eventually gets tired of me. And
why?
It's, I mean, the clock's ticking.
Why?
I feel like our fuse is really at its end.
Why?
I don't know.
No.
Why?
Because you hate me for the 2009 championship game.
That is true. You
but
do
you
hate
never.
Him for that,
yeah,
right.
But Parrish screwed me over more on Friday. I I should have bought tickets. I was just mad and
I was kind of sad because I was really looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
And did you have any trouble getting your tickets at all?
No, I got it.
You got Zach
fine. Here. I got it from here.
I didn't know we had them here.
And by the way, that was after I found out that because Parrish went out of his way Friday morning.
Of course
he
did.
Hey, man, I got your tickets. You're all good. And I was like, oh, cool. You're going. I kind of wanted to go, too. And I was obliterated in the stands.
Of course, representing, you know.
And you weren't on alcohol.
Oh, no, I was on alcohol. I was definitely on a lot of alcohol.
You were on Uncle who?
Uncle Hall. You know.
Uncle Hall.
Yeah. Oh, poor Uncle Hall. You don't even know what the name of the place is.
So, this is not a one-up story. Just to share a similar story that happened recently with me with tickets. I get in, but talk about disappointment. So, I go to a Gopher volleyball game.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've heard for years, super fun.
Yeah, super fun, yeah.
Super fun. And my daughter's really into it, and I really enjoy watching volleyball. I think it's super fun.
Yeah.
So a month out, I get tickets to the Northwestern game on Wednesday night. So I get a couple more tickets. I let my daughter bring a couple friends. And when I was looking at the whatever, SeatGeek or whatever it was, there's like no tickets. Like it's hard to find four tickets together.
Right.
So I've never been inside that arena, so I don't know how it's configured or whatever. And so I get the two tickets that I thought that looked like, okay, we're in the back, but it looks like it's maybe elevated or something like that. It has to be elevated. So it's gotta be a decent seat. Man, we get there, we're in the last row up against the wall, and there's a gigantic heating like vent thing that goes across our view.
It's obstructed view.
It's basically a partially obstructed view.
Damn it, Parrish.
Pissed.
Yeah, you're hot.
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see the court, but if the ball goes up in the air, it's gone. Like, we couldn't see the scoreboard. Well, we couldn't see, so I had to stand up and look through a crack to see the scoreboard to tell the girls what time
it was. Hawking to do that yesterday.
But, like, there's no, like, indication when you're buying the tickets these tickets possibly obstructed view or whatever. So anyway, it wasn't a packed house. We found a section of bleachers closer than we just, snuck down there and sat there.
But worst.
All that stuff just drives me crazy. Like I was so excited to get there, and then it was such a letdown.
Ugh.
Such a letdown with the seats.
An old arena, man.
At least you got in.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, at least we got in. And I wasn't bored.
I'm a giant baby.
And I wasn't bored.
I'm well aware. I don't need you to tweet and text me that. I'm a giant baby. No, I know that. No, I am. Yes. I'm a giant baby.
Yeah, but like, yes, I am. I am.
I'm on your side, though. Maybe that's because I'm a baby.
No, I don't react well. I overreact. Yeah, I'm a giant baby.
The correct thing to do at that moment when you're wealthy beyond your means is just to buy a couple of tickets.
Yeah, yeah,
that's absolutely right.
But I was pissed.
And hung out.
Because what are they? They're probably, what, $20 a pop or something like that?
Yeah, somebody drives a Tesla and lives in a
Okay, so you spend $100, $50 a ticket.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're not
cheap. Go for hockey tickets.
They need to work on that. That's 78.
Well, I can see why it wasn't a completely packed house.
Yeah, isn't that funny how that works?
Kids can't afford that.
Yeah,
right. But I'm a baby. Well aware.
When we come back from this break, we will finally get a breakdown from the man himself. Ben Lieber on this.
Second and 13, Cousins shotgun, looking to the left, steps up in the pocket, he'll fade to the end zone for KJ, caught, and touchdown!
Oh my gosh, yes.
And the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the Carolina Panthers! Kirk Cousins to KJ Osborne! A game-winning touchdown in overtime! And the Vikings beat Carolina 34-28! Let's go, Kirk! Let's go, KJ!
Sadly, Paul missed it because his free tickets weren't there. But we all heard it right here on The Fan. And I want to know from Ben when we come back. He's going to answer the question. Should we feel great about that win? Good about that win? Or disappointed that it was so hard to get that win? All that and more on The Power Trip right after this on The Fan.
Yeah, The Fan.
Welcome back. It's The Power Trip Morning Show. Right here on The Fan. Lots to get to. Between now and the end of the show, we'll have C.J. Hamm in the next segment. So this will be a shorter segment because we've got C.J. next. Get to talk to him about his big 29-yard run. That's fun. And about the game itself. We'll have Gabe Henderson a little bit later in the show as well. I'm Ben Lieber right now. And for the rest of the show, we'll also try to check in with Mark Parrish a little bit to get his side of the story. But for right now, and for about 3 or 4 minutes. Let's get the discussion started. Ben, I posed a question as we were going to break. As a Viking fan, do you feel good yesterday about yesterday's win? Are you just glad we got the win, or are you pissed that we had to work so hard to get the win? How do you feel on a Monday morning about that victory yesterday?
I feel like a complete 180 from that game versus the Lions game. And I don't know, maybe it's just my own personal preference. I mean, there's certainly, I understand looking at the Twitter sphere, why people are still upset when you look at the offensive production, you look how well the offensive line played, you look how well the defensive front played with just harassing Sam Darnold all day. You know, we start off the game with an interception, we get 3 takes total on defense. But then you look at some of the not so good things and you're like, well, we got 3 takes, but only 10 points. You know, so many drives stalled for just field goal attempts, and then in which, you know, we didn't connect on a couple of them. So there's missing points. You know, why is it that we can have these great stretches and then we just lay an egg for a couple drives? Well, part of it is so many penalties, both not just on offense, but we gifted them 4 first downs defensively with penalties.
Yeah.
So we extended their drives. We killed our own drives. As you guys said earlier, we gave up 66 yards on the final drive when they needed to have it on 4th down. I mean, 66 yards on 4th down.
Hideous.
Right? That's hideous. They couldn't connect on anything. They gifted us with how many drops by their wide receivers? So when you look at it, it's like, yeah, we won, but let's just say they complete half of those balls that they dropped. And you know, it's a whole different ball game, you know, as far as momentum and them picking up first downs and sustaining drives. So I get it. I get why the fans are a little just kind of like, oh, this is kind of a hollow win again. Same thing as the Lions. But I don't know. I liked the fact that Clint Kubiak came out with more intention, a bigger purpose. He rose up to the challenge. He talked about himself. He himself, his own words, talking about how he's got to do a better job of being proactive with his play calling, not just being in the moment for that one call, but like, okay, playing the what if game every single, like, think about how mentally exhausting that is. Every play you have to think about, is this going to be a plus or minus play? If we're going to pick up a first down, what are we going to call for the next call? And then not only that, what are you going to call the third call down the line? And then you have to do that repetitively. And so I get that it's taken him a while to get that mindset down. But you look at yesterday's game, we played with more tempo. We went no huddle. I thought that we dictated a lot of the flow on offense. He gave Kirk the ability to just throw those now balls to the outside when corners are playing off coverage. Mm-hmm. They worked all first half. Now, they baited us in the second half, and we had a tackle. They had a tackle for loss, I think, on JJ. So, yeah, there's a chess match. But I just thought for a young coordinator to be challenged by a rough and gruff head coach, and who knows how he was challenged internally.
You know? Right, like, correct.
We just know that he was prodded to go back and self-scout all last week about why there's so many deficiencies in the second half and just why the offense sputters. And he responds with 571 yards on what everybody says is a top-notch defense.
Well, how about, I thought one of the best play calls and one of the best series of the game is the block punt happens. And you're going, are you kidding?
Right.
Like, this is how we're going to lose to this team who can't complete a pass. They go 5 plays, 79 yards, and score on the very next drive with, you know, everything that they do, running, passing, just a great 30-yard run by C.J. Ham, a great series of plays when they needed an answer and they got it.
Yeah, and we'll talk to C.J. here too. I think that was a great turning point in the game. It really snatched away any sort of energy that they had.
Because you go 3 and out there like they had been.
Yeah.
Oof. You give them the ball back. Ugh.
I really think that one of the forks in the road for that game was CJ's big conversion. Big run that he had on 3rd and short. That was huge.
And how about the big scramble from Kirk?
The big scramble from Kirk?
Yeah,
right. I love the, you know, some of the hidden pauses from the game. Obviously KJ doesn't get his name called through the whole game, and all of a sudden in the fourth quarter or in overtime when we need it, there he is again for a couple of tough catches. But how about Aquaman? I mean, Conklin's been unbelievable. Yeah. He has to step up. He has this idea that Herndon is traded to take basically reps away from him, and that, okay, his snaps are going to be limited coming up because they traded a fourth rounder guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he just rises to the occasion, and he's clutch on those boot passes. I mean, he had an awesome game, and he just continues to do everything they ask him to do. You need to be a blocker? I'll be a blocker. You need to be a guy that can hide for a second and I'm on a boot play and streak across the field and gain separation? He can be that guy. So I just love his development as well. And yeah, there's a ton of positive. We can keep going on and on. I mean, there's great defensive performances as well. So I don't know. I'm much more optimistic about this. This win doesn't seem as hollow as the Lions win.
Yeah, and it's a road win. It's tough to win on the road. Win.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk more about that and everything Vikings, but we'll also in the next segment, thanks to our friends at Hy-Vee, talk to the man himself, CJ Ham, who again, as I said yesterday and I said this morning, left a divot in artificial turf. He cut so hard yesterday. He deked that guy straight out of his jock. It was fun to see him, man. So that and much more on your home of Vikings football and much more. The Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan. We'll be right back. The Fan. All we needed was a miracle and we got it. Kirk Cousins with not one but two game-winning drives at the end of yesterday's game.
Hell yeah, Beavis.
One of them didn't quite work out because of a missed field goal, but that was still a game-winning drive with, 39 seconds? Mm-hmm. If we make that field goal, we win in walk-off fashion, in regulation. But alas, it takes a dynamite drive in overtime by your quarterback. And the Vikings are 3-3, and we are headed into the bye. Luckily, we're headed to the phones right now. Can you punch them up there?
Of course,
ability to do that. Thanks to our friends at Hy-Vee. Hey, CJ.
What's going on?
It's good to talk to you. Before we get into talking about football, I want to do a little thing where we rub it in just for 1 second, if you don't mind. And I'll tell you why. You'll understand this in just 1 second. Yesterday, when I was walking out of the facility there in Charlotte, I looked over and you were sitting at a table enjoying what was, in my opinion, some of the best brisket I've ever had in my life.
Lucky.
Now, while you and I were enjoying this lovely dinner, Ben was barely making it to the airport to get on a plane. He didn't get to eat. In fact, I believe he said he had beef sticks. So just for a second, could we rub it in? How great was that macaroni and cheese and brisket we had yesterday?
It was phenomenal, Ben. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to.
Seriously.
You had to miss that. I'm sorry.
It was so good. That barbecue sauce was just tangy.
Good.
It was so good.
Yeah, we walked past it, and I go to Bursa and go, "Are you not going to get any food?" And the line, you know, there was like 10 people in the line. It's like, we'll just have to get at the airport. I'm like,
it was really good. And there was CJ just sitting at a table by himself. I gave him knuckles because I was afraid his hands were covered in barbecue sauce and I didn't want to get all dirty. But CJ, in all seriousness, congratulations on the win yesterday. I don't think you probably have gotten a chance to hear your run yesterday. But if you don't mind, I would love to play your very long run yesterday because it was fun to see and fun to hear as well. CJ Ham for 29.
And Cousins hands it to CJ Ham.
Let him go! And look at CJ get loose left side, 40-50, into Panthers territory to the 40. CJ Ham with a long run of 29 yards, by far the longest of his career. In fact, the longest by 20. He runs the Vikings out of trouble. Fresh four from the Carolina 40.
CJ, as a fullback, when you get the ball, most of the time you're looking for 1 or 2 yards and there's not much of a hole there. You just got to get it done. Were you shocked to see the hole just go wide for you like that?
You know, I'm just playing ball. You know, obviously it's third and one. You know, I've been called upon a handful of times this year to get third and one, and our offensive line blocked great. I mean, everybody crashed down. And I was able to sneak off tackle, and you know, everybody on that play did their job, and I was able to make something happen.
CJ, right before that drive, there was a blocked punt by the Panthers that resulted in a touchdown. You guys go back out on the field. What's the message in the huddle on that drive?
I mean, really, we got to answer. We know that's a play for any team that gets a blocked, you know, blocked punt, let alone a touchdown off of it. We just got to go out there as an offense, as a special teams unit, and just answer that call. And we on that drive, we were able to do that. We marched down the field and got some points.
You know, speaking of messages, as Sauce was just saying about that final drive, I want to go back before the game even started and really during the course of the week. You know, we all knew publicly that Clint Kubiak was sort of challenged by Mike Zimmer to go back and self-scout and do these things and figure out what was going on with the non-scoring in the second half. Did you guys, as players, have conversations? Was there extra concentration or intent this week with practice, knowing that this was going to be a big week for your coordinator?
Yeah, I mean, in the sense of, you know, it's the next game. It's the next game. We know we have to, we have to go out there and play well. We're playing against one of the top defenses in the entire league, statistically. So we knew we had our work cut out for us. And Clint put together a wonderful game plan. I mean, Dalvin, Kirk, all the receivers. I mean, they all played phenomenal yesterday, and executed the game plan perfectly.
Well, speaking of, I know a lot of people had, individually great performances. I mean, yourself played well. Thielen played well. Conklin played well. Kirk obviously played well. KJ, all that stuff. But, you know, so much of this, of the attention, I think, has been on the offensive line. And it seems like the offense, the success, it ebbs and flows in how they play. They gave up zero sacks yesterday. And I get that Kirk had to elude one potential sack, but that's got to happen in every game. Could you just give us, your words and your perspective from your eyes on like how those guys have played, and then maybe if you saw anything from Darisaw himself?
They offensive line has stepped up to the challenge. Every single time there's been a challenge, they've stepped up to it and have taken pride in making sure they put their best foot forward in that challenge. And yesterday they definitely did that. Like I said, we're going against a great defense. Defense that has playmakers, defense that has great edge rushers, and our offensive line took pride in their work, and we got it done.
CJ, got the bye week coming up. You guys don't play for 13 days, and of course it's a night game against the Cowboys. Obviously you're not going to go to like the Bahamas, but what does a bye week look like in terms of time off?
It's just a lot of family time, making sure my body's, healthy. If there's any extra attention I need to give my body for the bye week to get back. Other than that, it's just a lot of family time for me. Spending time with the kids, my wife, and just enjoying the time that we have. We've been going for a long time, ever since July. So, it's definitely a nice break.
So speaking of family, did I see that your wife was at the game?
She flew down. She made the day trip.
Nice. So why did she just pick that game? Is there like a family connection there? Is that a stadium that she wanted to check off her box? Like what was the reason behind her going to the Carolina game?
I really just think because she loves me,
Does she travel to a lot of away games?
No, she's been to a handful of games.
Yeah.
It's just a game that lined up on the calendar. Carolina's a nice place to go this time of year. And, it just worked out. My sister came down and watched the kids, and she was able to get there and back in one day.
CJ, this is kind of an odd question, but I brought it up at the very beginning of the show. I still have a lingering headache today from how loud the music was every time you guys got in the huddle. Now, I've been in some loud stadiums. You've been on the field in some very loud stadiums. But in most stadiums, for instance, Seattle, it's the loudest place I've ever been. But it's loud the entire time. The way they were piping that music in during the when you guys were in the huddle, am I just being overly sensitive, or was that ridiculously loud yesterday?
Looking back at it, there was a couple of times where Kirk was calling a play, and I had to lean in to really hear it. And most of the time it's crowd noise or whatever it is, you don't really pay attention to it. But it was definitely some loud music when we were in the huddle.
So we heard. I don't want to get on my soapbox, but I was not with you guys on the flight down there because I'm apparently not clean enough to be around you guys. But it sounds like you guys had a little bit of a rocky landing. Were you a little worried as you guys landed in Carolina that maybe you weren't going to play the game because you're going to crash?
Oh, I mean, for me, it's tough because I get pretty bad motion sickness. So I was struggling a little bit. You know, he had some turbulence and some stuff going on, but we landed and we're all safe and I'm back home, so it's all good.
CJ, when he hit the gas to go around again, I almost hit the gas myself, if you know what I mean. That was a tough one, man.
Hey, it was. It's funny because Dalvin had just woke up and he looked over at me and he asked me if I was okay because I was holding the water bottle up to my forehead because I was getting hot.
Oh, man, that was a rough one. But, you know, props to the pilot, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. No doubt about it. CJ, last one for me. Sure. You guys found out earlier in the week that Christian McCaffrey wasn't going to be out, but that would have been a cool matchup with two of the best running backs on the field at the same time.
Definitely. I mean, Dalvin, you know, he went out and did what Dalvin does. And to no surprise, you know, it's like he didn't even miss a beat, and it's special to see. You know, but McCaffrey's a great running back too. So that would have been a fun matchup. Our defense was definitely ready for that. And you know, I just wish him the most health in his recovery and with whatever he's dealing with.
CJ, last thing, and it's the bye week, so another thing, you don't have to play this week, you get some time off practice, and you don't have to talk to us next Monday either, which is another big thing for you, I'm sure, on the bye week. But before I let you go, can I ask you an odd question? Were you the one who made the coin flip call in overtime, or was that Dalvin?
I had the responsibilities this week.
Okay, so I'm going to play you something right now. I doubt you'll be able to hear it very well, but there are these things out there in nature that are magic, and this is one of them. If you tell yourself, well, CJ said tails, you're going to hear tails. If you tell yourself CJ said heads, you're going to hear heads. Which one did you say?
Tails never fails.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, cool. Now tell yourself in your head, before I play you this audio, tell yourself in your head that you said heads, because I guarantee you, you're going to hear heads. It's the weirdest thing, and I know this is an odd thing, but listen to this, CJ.
Called tails. Called tails.
If you tell yourself you said heads, you'll hear heads. If you tell yourself you said tails, you'll hear tails. It's one of the weirdest things, and we've had a couple of things like this on the show before, but we can say it right now. You said tails because tails never fails, and you won the game because of it. So another reason we thank you this morning, CJ.
Oh, gosh. I appreciate it, yo.
You got it, man. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it, man.
You're the
See
best.
You later, dude.
Have
See
a good
you,
bye week.
Bye-bye. One of the best guys ever right there, CJ Ham. Do you hear that, though? Listen to this. I'm going to play the whole thing. I'll play you this short thing again. Now, again, out there in your car, wherever you're at, tell yourself that he's going to say heads. Okay? Tell yourself he's saying heads. Ready? Here we go.
Called tails.
Yeah, I heard heads.
You heard heads, right? Now tell yourself he said tails. Say it in your head. He said tails. He said tails. Here we go. He says tails.
Called tails.
I heard heads again.
Did you hear heads again?
Yeah.
Try it again. Tails. Ready?
Called tails.
I heard heads again.
That's weird, because he definitely says
tails. Because yesterday, when I was sent that, I heard both.
Yeah.
It's weird now, and maybe it's, I don't know. But
do you hear both, Ben? Are you getting
it? So when you played this when I walked in, I heard, because I always make the note on my notebook, who wins the coin toss, whatever. So I was paying attention. I heard tails in my headset. Didn't think anything of it. Come in this morning, and you guys are playing me that. The very first time, like, oh, he did say heads.
Yeah.
But then after that, as you said, like, hey, play a little mind trick where you say, just think about tails. I can only hear tails now.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. But more so on the longer version.
Okay. I'll play
the longer version. I can hear tails much more clearly than that clipped up version.
Okay. I'm going to play you the whole thing, and you decide whichever one you want him to hear, and that's what you're going to hear.
Good afternoon, captains. NFL coin. The helmet is heads. The NFL insignia is tails. Minnesota, it's your call. What's your call? Called tails?
Yeah, there I heard tails. Yeah.
I heard heads there.
It is tails.
Yeah.
You've won the toss.
Weird, man. That's on the Power Trip page at campaign.com right now. Play this game with your friends all day long, because you're going to hear it different every time. It's on the Power Trip page at campaign.com. By the way, Sauce, I forgot to tell you this. Do you know who told me to tell you hi yesterday?
No.
Absolutely no one.
Brilliant.
I love that joke.
Is that a Brett Favre bit?
It's Brett Favre, man.
Zach fell for that hook, line, and as Mark Parrish would say, thinker.
Yeah.
He fell for that so hard yesterday.
Dude, I love it.
I love it. Hagen told me that was a Favre thing. He would walk up to people and go, oh my gosh, by the way, do you know who told me to say hi to you?
Brilliant.
No, who? Absolutely no one.
Brilliant.
Oh, it's my favorite joke.
Then the responses yesterday on text messages were brilliant because, of course, it goes power drip on. It's just disgusting.
It got worse and worse.
Yeah, it's funny, though.
Anyway, there you go. Man, I wish I'd gotten to hang out with Brett Favre. It must have been fun like that all the time, huh?
Yeah, it was comedy, man. Like he was a funny dude, but there's a lot of funny guys in the locker room. But he was one of those guys that would do that. And the thing is, I haven't heard that joke, but just, you know, letting people know what his personality is like, he would say that joke across the locker room for everybody to hear.
Brilliant.
So, like, if you're on the opposite corner, he'd be like, hey, Hawk, you know who says hi?
Who?
Who? Absolutely no one. They're like,
brilliant.
He would play that joke not just in a small group, but he played it for everybody. And that's the way he was. And so it was, So immediately
and since
when
it's
he walked,
Favre, you laugh. Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, there is the obligatory, you know, everybody does it. Like if you're around your boss, you're going to give the extra chuckle or laugh. And when it's not even like really funny at all. So there is the obligatory, just like respectful laugh. But like, no, he truly was just, he was a ripper, man.
Yeah.
He would just rip on people. Everybody would laugh about it. I won't tell this story, but yeah, you guys actually know this story. I can just tell you again off air. But yeah, man, even if it was at someone else's expense in sort of a mean way, he would do it.
I can't wait
to
hear it.
Would you do me a favor? And I don't even know, because I know how close you are to Childress, but
brilliant.
You mentioned yesterday you were standing in a certain spot. Are you allowed to talk about that? The Favre Childress spot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
no,
cool.
I mean, that was,
now,
yeah, that,
okay,
yeah,
let's talk about
talk
when we come
about
back.
It. Yeah, that was not even a big deal. It was just like, I forget, because it was a night game, I forget that was the stadium in which, you know, basically Favre told him to pound sand because Chile wanted to pull him off the field.
Yeah.
And I was kind of standing in the exact same location in which the offense was on the field.
Well, let's talk more about that when we come back, because that's interesting. And it was such a weird day yesterday. I didn't have time to ask you about that, but that's interesting. Go ahead.
I have an answer from Parrish.
Oh, Parrish got back to you as well about your tickets?
Yep.
I can't wait. All that and more. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Gabe Henderson in the final segment today as well, right here on The Fan.